This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers history one day at a time. Today is June 16th, 2019. The day was June 16th, 1963. Soviet cosmonaut Valentina Vladimirovna Tereshkova became the first woman to go into space when she left Earth in the spacecraft Vostok 6. Valentina was born in Maslennikava, a village near the Volga River, not far from Moscow. Her father was a tractor driver and a soldier before he died in the Winter War when Tereshkova was 2 years old. Her mother worked on a textile assembly line in a cotton mill. When she was a teenager, Valentina left school and started working in the textile mill, too. But she also had a love for skydiving. She joined an amateur parachuting club, and she soon became interested in flying. Valentina was also part of the Communist Party. An offshoot of the Cold War, the space race was a battle between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over space exploration and technological advancement. By 1961, the Soviet Union had already sent the first person into space when Yuri Gagarin orbited Earth on April 12th. But the space race continued throughout the 1960s. When Tereshkova was 24 years old, she applied to become a cosmonaut. Though she had no pilot training, the Soviet Union had been considering sending a woman into space. And Valentina's modest background, plus her experience in parachuting, made her an ideal candidate for the cosmonaut program and Soviet propaganda and bragging rights at beating the U.S. to the punch. Yuri Gagarin oversaw the selection process for women cosmonauts, which began in mid-1961. Out of hundreds of women who were chosen to be screened for the position, Valentina was one of five women who were chosen to train as cosmonauts in 1962. The candidates went through months of training for spaceflight, including classroom study, as well as testing of their ability to be alone for a while, their ability to withstand extreme gravity and weightlessness conditions, and their competence in parachute jumps. The program was kept under wraps from the public. All of the candidates were commissioned as second lieutenants in the Soviet Air Force. But after 18 months of testing, Tereshkova became chief pilot of the Vostok 6. She would be the only woman to go into space. The space flight would be a dual mission. Cosmonaut Valery Bakovsky launched on Vostok 5 on June 14, 1963. Valentina launched on Vostok 6 2 days later. She flew with the call sign Chaika, meaning seagull. Tereshkova reported, "In the porthole, in the outer ring, the horizon is visible. It's a very beautiful sight. At first, it's light blue, then lighter, then dark." She also sent greetings to Soviet women and women of the world from the Vostok 6. In the next 70 hours and 50 minutes, Valentina completed 48 orbits of Earth. On the trip, Bykovsky and Tereshkova's spacecrafts came within 3 miles, or 5 kilometers, of each other. She performed tests on plants and animals, and she gathered data about her body and the spacecraft while on board. On June 19th, she ejected from her capsule and parachuted back to Earth, landing near Karagandai, Kazakhstan. It was later revealed that an error in navigation software caused the spacecraft to move away from Earth, but Tereshkova and Soviet scientists were able to fix the issue to give her a safe, if bumpy, landing. Upon her return to Earth, she traveled around the world as a goodwill ambassador. She received a number of honors, including the Order of Lenin and the United Nations Gold Medal of Peace. She never flew in space again, and the cosmonaut program for women was shut down in 1969. Tereshkova went on to marry and divorce another cosmonaut, Andrei Nikolaev, with whom she had a daughter. She graduated from the Zhukovsky Air Force Academy and earned a doctorate in engineering. Tereshkova became a test pilot and instructor and got a doctorate in technical sciences. She also became a member in the USSR Supreme Soviet, which was the national parliament, and the Presidium, a body within the Supreme Soviets. She also served on the Soviet Women's Committee. The next woman who flew in space was cosmonaut Svetlana Shevetskaya, who did so in 1982. It wasn't until the next year when Sally Ride became the first American woman to fly in space. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. But if you want to learn even more, you can listen to a new podcast I host called Unpopular. Unpopular is about people in history who challenged the status quo and were often persecuted for it. You can listen anywhere you listen to This Day in History class. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks again for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.